I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
So Julie snapped me the other day and was like, I bought this for you. And it was like a little bullet vibrator. And she was like, it was $1, which is like Julie's favorite thing to say out loud. Like if you tell her, hey, Julie, I really love your outfit. And she'll go, thanks. It was $5. Like Julie loves to tell you what the deals were. And I just love that she bought me a $1 vibrator because it was $1.
I love it. It's awesome.
I know that we've all heard this story before, but for those of you who don't know, Julie, my old roommate, is like, she's got some anger management issues sometimes. Like she gets real mad and real salty. And there was a time when I was working at Disney and she and I worked together, and I was just a disaster because my schedule had been, it was over Easter week, which is why my schedule had been just like early, late, long, like early and late. It was wild. And so I put in a request to go home early, and you could put in a reason for the requests. And I wrote in my reason, I'm having a Julie Westfall kind of day. And they sent me home.
I love it.
They've been sending people home every day to like say, like once everybody got their lunch breaks, like once all the lunch breaks were covered, they had been sending some people home for like monetary reasons because, you know, like running a ride that big is expensive, especially, you know, so to save on budget, they were sending people home and I was like, come on, early release. I was having a hard time that day. I was going, hello everybody, my name is Meg, I'm gonna be your game director next. Over to the rest of my longer champion.
You sounded like a New York City subway announcer.
Yes, I did. But sometimes it had a whine to it. I was trying so hard to do good, and I was like, this is the best I can do. Like, that is no copy.
Are you taking the girls on safari?
Oh, hell yeah, I am. I'm really excited, especially to show your daughter, because, you know, like, I don't think Zelda will be able to fully comprehend Aunt Maggie used to work here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you noticed, I tried to show your daughter a picture of me driving safaris, but it was kind of like a blurry, like, picture of a picture, and she was like, yeah, I don't see it. I was like, that is me driving the safari truck. So you guys, Shannon and I are going to be at Disney in 2 days. And I know what you're thinking. What the fuck is wrong with you? There's a goddamn pandemic on. Because that is what I would say if literally anybody told me that they were going on vacation.
Yes, I've been telling people verbally and it has been mixed reviews. And I just preface it with like, well, yeah, I'm going to Disney World. This is our yay, COVID's over vacation that we booked last April. And when I say it like that, then everyone's like, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I won't tolerate anybody else going, but I'm allowed to go.
Exactly. Well, people are traveling. And it does give me the heebie-jeebies to see it, but, you know, I got to remind myself, you're traveling too, Shannon. You don't know what they did. They probably quarantined, probably not. But like maybe
Mommy,
they
you
did.
You just went to a birthday party.
I haven't gone anywhere since Christmas.
You went to a birthday party last weekend.
I went to a birthday party with a family that's in our bubble. And their parents that were there don't see anyone but them as well. So that is the only reason I felt safe going there, because I legit know that they weren't pulling a Jeff and a Cheryl. Like, like my friend Allison's parents are both immunocompromised. And her husband's mom was there. And Allison works from home like me. Our kids play with each other twice a week. They sit next to each other on the bus. So I'm like, well, we're in each other's germ bubbles, like, for sure. So, and he was, you know, he's six. He wanted all his neighborhood friends over and couldn't have anyone over. So we were like the next best option. And she knows that we don't do anything either. So I legit haven't seen anyone's but you and Allison since Christmas. So I don't even know if I can remember if I've seen my parents. Oh, I've seen them once. We went to Menards to buy bathroom remodel shit, and Catherine didn't want to go, so we pawned her off on my parents. But we wore masks the entire time we were in my parents' house. So,
yeah. So that's one of the things, though, that they've said about planes is that, like, with everybody wearing masks, people aren't getting it.
And the air is being scrubbed. Yeah. Like, it's actively being cleaned as we're in the air. It's not sitting stale and stagnant like in our own homes. My HVAC actually can kill coronavirus, but the air has to cycle through the, you know, it has to cycle through the HVAC. So however, I don't even know how long that takes, but like however long it takes the air to cycle through the house, it does get cleaned with a laser. Well, with infrared beams. So, which I think I hear turn on, so maybe I could time it. So anyway, but yeah, so we're wearing our, I got N95s, I got our cloth masks, I got paper masks, I got I bought a box of 100 sanitizing wipes.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
Individually wrapped. So I can just dole them out and wipe shit down. I probably won't let Scott or Catherine touch anything in the airport. You know, like, let's just have one person touching shit. I could even take a glove with me and wear it, like, to check in with, you know, and then toss it. I don't know. So
I have a box of gloves.
Yeah. I'm running lowish on my gloves.
I just dyed my hair.
Yeah.
Fresh purple for the trip.
Ooh, I've been cooking with gloves recently. So I have some black cooking gloves. I got some purple neoprene gloves. I mean, they're both neoprene. One's black, one's purple. But did you watch that? Speaking of gloves, did you watch that nacho video Kelly posted on her Facebook? Oh my god. So this woman made a nacho dip on her counter. Like, she poured a bucket of nacho cheese, like a giant paint can of nacho cheese,
yeah,
poured it on her counter, her clean white, pure white counter, and then put all the taco stuff on it, and you know, meat, everything, like meat, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapenos, the works. Then she fucking mixed it with her hands, her naked hands.
Why?
I don't know why. Because then, like, in part two, she decided to take a spatula and mix it more. And then she took, like, a tortilla cone that she had made, and then ice cream scooped the schlop into the tortilla cone and then ate it. I was just like, why? What? I mean, I just, like, I was interested in the mix till you touched it.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with people.
I don't know. And even all the cooking shows we watch too, no one uses gloves. And I'm like, those judges have to eat your shit. Why aren't you fucking wearing gloves? Like, it's only once in a while I actually see someone wearing gloves while they're chopping and mixing something.
I know. I mean, I've been thinking this, like, ever since I've seen people wearing masks like ding dongs. And this also has become a meme, but I was like, yeah, I thought that same thing. of like, now I understand why birth control fails so often. Like people are fucking idiots. Like they mix nachos on their counter with their bare hands.
Why?
And wear masks on their fucking chins.
Oh man.
And think that a face visor is going to help.
I don't know. Like I have been cooking with gloves. Like I don't wear them all the time, but like if I'm like chopping, if I know I'm going to chop a bunch of tomatoes and stuff, like if I'm making a salsa, I'll throw on some gloves. If I'm prepping food for Catherine's school, I'm wearing gloves. If I'm
you fucking should.
If I'm prepping food to serve other people outside the two humans that live in my house, like I'm wearing gloves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It was just a lot of people had a lot of issues with that video, but like my big thing was like, why are you using your fucking bare fingers to mix nacho cheese? Like gross. Cause then it's all goopy on our hands.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Like what the fork? Anyway, it's like fucking nacho cheese.
So one of my favorite Reddit stories of all time, because I still have question marks over my head about it to this day. This person told the story. So there was this couple and they were super religious and they had been virgins before they married each other and they could not get pregnant. And they were going to the fertility clinic and they tested him and they tested her and there was nothing wrong and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And the nurse got this feeling. She got a sense. And so she said to the doctor, I think you need to explain to them how to sex. Like, I think that you need to do that. And so the doctor was like, I'm just going to tell you this and you don't have to respond, but this is how you have sex. And they both like wouldn't make eye contact and turned beet red. And then the next time the doctor saw them, they were pregnant.
After they had spent like thousands of dollars on fertility.
Because they were doing sex wrong. And I still, to this day, am so desperately curious.
How do you do sex that wrong? I mean, even in Bridgerton, the man knew how to sex, right?
Yeah.
He kept pulling out.
Yeah.
Coming on his sheets.
Right.
So he wouldn't knock his wife up. Thank you, honey. Right. Like, even he knew how to sex, right? She didn't.
Right. She didn't.
She thought everything was normal. She had to ask her lady in waiting, like, how do you sex right?
Mm-hmm.
He says he can't have kids. Oh, he's choosing not to impregnate me. Correct. That's different.
Right. Right. Spoiler for Bridgerton, in case any of you cared about that. But yes, that is exactly. I still, to this day, I'm like, I wonder how that religious couple was doing the sex. So you're making a face. Is it terrible?
Truly hard seltzer. Uh-huh. It is truly hard. Hard to swallow.
What? Where did you get that?
It's a random gas station. They were on sale.
Nice.
I joined like a receipt point system app. And sometimes if you buy specific things, they give you like a gazillion points.
Ooh.
So I went into this gas station looking for specifically like the Michelob seltzers, because they were going to give me like something obscene, like 8,000 points to buy it. And I couldn't find it. So I got this other one that looked good.
But it's not.
No, it's not.
You made, girl, the face you made.
I think it's better than the absolute ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically. I don't know. I'm still going to drink it. I feel like Moira Rose. That is horrible. Give me more.
More. Yes. That is horrible. Give me more. So, I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. We skipped last
something week on the back end that's like making me gag. We did skip last week. We were having a week, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were having a week. Let's check my notes. What have I been doing? I have been doing spending free February. I've only made...
You're going to Disney!
3 purchases. One was a gift for someone else. Oh, I'm sorry. 4 purchases. One was a gift for someone else. 2 were gifts for Catherine. And 1 was an auto shipment that I forgot to cancel. Unfortunately, that was like a big auto shipment. It was like $90. So, but other than that, it's going well. Scott is concerned that the Amazon guys might be concerned that they haven't come here in over a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I think it's going well. It is going well. I will not have massive amounts of credit card debt next month. So just whatever is left over from last month that I didn't pay yet. I think that's about it, man. We've been watching WandaVision.
Yeah, it's good every week.
Yep. We're at the next 3 episodes will be an hour long, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to extend them. I'm building my altar up a little bit. Threw some baby's breath and rose petals on it today with some of my gemstone bracelets. You know, just because. Why not? It's my altar, right?
It's Tuesday.
It is Mardi Gras. Woo!
Normally, we have a wonderful celebration of gluttony at your house on Mardi Gras.
Yes. We usually have seafood feast and punchkis and king cake and hurricanes. I have that hurricane mix from our trip still. We're going to fucking drink it at Scott's motherfucking birthday party. I want to make shit because it's blood fucking red and it will go amazingly with the post-apocalyptic rager.
I didn't get punchkis.
You couldn't drive to get punchkis. You were stuck at home.
I was stuck at home. So you guys,
one got punchkis today.
No, I saw tons of pictures of punchkis in my feed on Facebook. Lots of people got punchkis. I did not.
Fuck punchkis.
They're so good.
Ugh, they're just extra thick donuts. I hate them.
I love them. I love the extra thick donuts with extra filling. Oh, with the extra side of extraness.
I wasn't sharing my sound. I was totally playing New Orleans music during all of that.
I couldn't hear any of it.
I know. I wasn't sharing my sound.
That's okay. I don't think you need to.
Damn it.
I don't think the fans will enjoy it. Mm. Why do we need background music? Shannon's making a face, you guys.
Why not? This is on a Mardi Gras mix. It's not a Mardi Gras. That's like a... There we go. Maggie's making faces at me. I'm assaulting her with my Mardi Gras music.
This is distracting as fuck. I have the hardest time paying attention to what we're doing anyway. I don't need, like, we don't need to be feeding the squirrels in my head more things.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man, I had things. I thought of things. Oh, so yeah. So I was going to tell the story. So my parents decided to leave 2 days earlier than they had planned to get to Disney.
So I thought, man, if it was going to snow too much more, we might have to drive starting tomorrow myself.
Luckily, the Thursday snow is not supposed to come till later in the day.
Yeah, so. No, we should be good. It hasn't snowed all day today, so we should be good. Like, it snowed 10 inches last night, which is why school was closed today.
Correct.
But I don't think it snowed past, like, 10 a.m. today.
Dexter still had President's Day. So they had President's Day Monday and Tuesday off. So it was still, there wasn't school for Dexter anyway. I was checking the website last night being like, why haven't they updated? And then I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. So anyway, My parents are gone. My dad normally plows the driveway using his riding lawnmower with a plow attachment on the front, right? But he's not here. I don't even know how to work the riding lawnmower. It doesn't work like 3/4 of the time.
Yeah, I tried to start ours once, like just to move it into the garage, and I couldn't do it. I'm like, how hard is it to turn the key and press the start button? But apparently it was hard.
Right.
Like, is there a gas clutch thing I was missing? I don't know. I got to have Scott teach me how to do it.
So but we also have a snowblower, which I do know how to do. Key, prime the pump, turn the thing, and then pull it.
You got to yank it. Yeah. That's where I fail. I like have a real hard time yanking all that shit on. That's what she said. I have a hard time yanking. I don't do enough yanking, so it's real hard for me.
I got the driveway halfway done and it started sputtering, so like I sort of changed the like angle of the thing and then started to go again, and it just went
poof. Oh no.
And then so I primed the pump, pull the thing, prime the pump again, pull the thing. It just did not go back on, which I think ultimately is fine, because Jesus Christ, my lower back hurts, my knees hurt, like I was exhausted after that, and I was like, I was only halfway done. So I was trapped in today. I will continue to be trapped in if I don't figure out how the fuck to get myself out.
You're gonna have to shovel yourself out. Luckily you're already like down near like the exit, so.
Am I? Or did I park next to the house?
Oh, because your parents aren't there. Ah, fork. All right, here's what you do. Is there enough clearance to drive over the snow? Can you just get away? So this is my question. Can you get away with two tracks out the driveway, or do you have to do the whole thing?
What I think I have to do for real. Well, this is for real.
You could just do Lawn Guru right now and have them come plow it for you and pay them $50.
I have to get a shovel and get the end of the driveway fixed, because
you get plowed in.
I was plowed in. Like that is definitely above 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
At the end of the driveway. I was like, did they put extra here or some shit? Like, it looks like they deliberately packed me in. It doesn't feel this high over there. Like,
that's always our issue too, because we're on a main road. We just always get plowed in. We got so plowed in that the plow took off our mailbox. Scott found our mailbox in the middle of the lawn.
Oh no.
Yeah. The plow ran over our mailbox.
Oh no.
So apparently it's built to be breakaway, so he just snapped it right back on.
Nice.
But I was like, I got right on a mom group. I was like, can I complain about this? And they were like, yes, you can complain about it. No one's going to do jack, but you can complain about it.
Well, that was very nice of them.
Well, apparently it happens a lot. Because like all the moms that responded were like, yes, you can complain. This happened to me. They don't do anything. One mom was like, I got a swivel post. I was like, what? It's a post that holds up their mailbox that swivels and swings if pressure is applied to it the right way.
Oh, that's funny.
So so it's for specifically for the plows. So the plows come by and fuck up your mailbox, but it gets pushed and swings right back into place.
I love that.
I was like, I need one of those. We have like a crappy ass, big ass plastic mailbox. So
yeah,
like replacing it will be a feat.
Well, so I definitely do need to like get to the edge. I will not make it out the end of the driveway for sure.
Yeah.
I
honestly, if you want to spend $50, I'd say get the Lawn Guru app on your phone right now while we're doing this and map out your driveway, because you have to GPS map it out, because that's how they plow it. And then get a plow guy to come do it.
I'll be fine. I'll be close.
Okay. All right.
I'll make it.
Okay.
Because I actually did get enough plowed that my car will fit. But I think there is a 99.9% chance I will still drive over the snow. Like, I'm not going to fit in the tiny little lane that I did.
Yeah.
And then I have to get the end done. But I was like, you know what? Like, as long as I get that end taken care of and I can do that with my hand, and if I can get the thing running again, I can just do one more pass. Like, I think I'll be fine.
Just do it a little at a time. So get up in the morning and do like 10-15 minutes, and then do another round in the afternoon, and then do another round before you leave. Like, that's the thing about Northerners and wanting to snow remove, is we are task orientated when we do things like that. So when you're like, I'm going to exercise and run a mile, that's what you do. And when you're like, I need to go plow out the end of my driveway by hand, like, you just do it till it's done. And that's why so many people have heart attacks shoveling snow, because they don't listen to their body, because they're just like, oh, I'll just do one more. Oh, I'll just do one more. And you feel like a failure for only being out there for 10 minutes and moving 1 cubic feet of snow. But like, that snow is fucking heavy and it's really taxing on your body.
Yeah.
So if you need to, if it takes you 6 trips, then it takes you 6 trips. Like, don't try to be Wonder Woman. It's okay.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I have to remember that myself, because before we had a blower, like, I'd have to go out to the end of the driveway and shovel myself out. Especially if I used to leave before Scott. And he didn't always get up to do that for me. So, I'd almost die a few times. I almost died a few times.
Who hasn't?
I'm already burping.
Yeah. I also had to send my parents I was like, okay, so this is how you get on Rise of the Resistance. Here's an article. Good fucking luck.
7 a.m., man. I gotta get in the
queue. I don't
queue.
Know if they are smart enough to handle it.
When you open your Disney app, there's a Rise of the Resistance headline right there. And it says, like, get in queue.
I don't know if they're smart enough to handle it.
Literally can't miss it.
Do you know? I don't know if there's... You think you're acting like my parents are at all competent at technology.
I was on the phone for an hour with my parents today trying to get them to be competent. I was like, you raised me. Oh, right here. It's like 4 down. Can you see it?
Yeah.
It says join queue. So they literally just have to open their app at 6:59, scroll down, and then at 7 a.m. hit join.
I don't trust them.
Well, then they're not going to get on.
I don't trust them to be able to do it. So I sent you that.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah, so that is that the room? That
when they arrived. Yeah. And I was like, that didn't used to have wood floors. And Ashley, because she's very smart, looked it up and was like, yeah, they renovated in 2017.
Well, it's easier to clean wood floors.
It you know what? I trust them to be cleaner also.
Yeah.
Like, think of all the shit that happens on those carpets.
Yep. So your parents each get a bed.
They didn't request a king room. I did. If I don't get a king room, I'll be furious.
Can you just push your beds together? Pull in Alexis Rose. Speaking of, that song was amazing.
Oh my god, it was so good, you guys. We'll just have to put it in the post or something. I saw it was on a TikTok originally. And then in the comments, the person was like, oh, this is my friend. Here's the cover of it. And I was like, yes. So it was a little bit Alexis cover. And it's fucking art, man.
It's fucking art. It's
fucking art.
I'm a Lamborghini. I'm a Hollywood star.
huge yacht. I'm a little bit single, even when I'm not. I'm a little bit.
You have to watch the video too. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the video is so good. Like, this camera takes, like,
I'm a little bit la, 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 la.
A little bit of Lexus.
It doesn't pick up, though, does it? It maintains this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of Lexus.
Hide your diamonds, hide your diamonds, hide your exes. I'm a little bit Alexis. That's my favorite line. Man, Andy Murphy did that damn stupid dance every night of their Schitt's Creek tour that they did with a live audience, and Patrick played it on his guitar. Oh. So she already did like a stripped down version of it. So Patrick would play it acoustic on the guitar slow like that, and then she would do the dance. God bless her and her sweet face. Because that was an intense little dance anyway. And then you got to do it in quarter time. You do a booty drop and twerk at quarter time. Tell me how your knees handle that.
Right. I'm too fucking old for this. Let's see what else.
Oh, man.
Watching stuff. What have I been watching?
I almost ate a bunch of gummies. I was so stressed out earlier.
Guess what's in my suitcase that my parents drove to Orlando?
Gummies. Some gummy bears?
Some rings.
Isn't there like a gummy bear cartoon song?
Gummy bears bouncing here, and there, and everywhere.
High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
There it is. Whew,
that's a deep recessed.
That's a throwback, right?
That
there.
Is a deep cut. Deep cut. My,
I can't figure out why my palm hurt so bad.
Oh, from mowing.
Pushing the snowblower.
So one of my favorite podcasts does live episodes once a month, and we pay them for their to enjoy their presence. And one of the main, like, audience fan contributors, his name's Adam Shanley. Shout out to Adam. He actually custom builds Gibson guitars in Nashville. It's a very cool job. Him and I are birthday buddies.
Aww.
So we're both born on February 18th, though I'm a few years older than him. And they are doing a live podcast this weekend on the 20th. And I'm just like, oh, I'm missing so much attention. Because you know they're going to shout out Shanley, and then Emily's going to be like, it's Shannon's birthday too. And then everyone's going to go crazy because Adam and I are birthday buddies, and I'm going to forking miss it.
That is a tragedy. What time do they do their live podcast?
9. It'll be 9 on Saturday.
Night?
Yeah.
You can make that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to commit to it. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair.
Like, I guess I could buy my ticket, and if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. But I have to be able to get on Zoom, I guess, on my phone, or maybe even Catherine's tablet, because I'm not taking a laptop or anything, so.
I was thinking about taking my Chromebook, and I was like, meh, fuck it.
No, you don't need it.
No, I do need it because whenever I'm on vacation, I hate what's on television and I always watch shit before I go to bed. Like whenever I do my hotel stays, I take my computer with me so I can watch what I want to watch before bed.
Mm. Do you think, ask your parents, oh wait, are they checked in already?
Yeah, they're there.
Okay. Will you see if they have Disney Plus on the TVs? Scott was like, it'd be a fucking crime if they didn't. I was like, you know what? Like, you're right.
It's 10 o'clock. They're probably asleep.
Okay. Because we need to watch WandaVision.
Oh, I'm just fully going to watch that on my phone. I'll rewatch it when I get home.
So anyway, la 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 la, a little bit Alexis.
Right, it's so good. What have you been watching lately? Watching, listening to anything good?
I have decided to continue to watch Heartland. I just literally tonight finished season 5 and started season 6. So I'm averaging about a season a week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's about 16 episodes. So that has been my new go-to at night for like mindless TV watching. Because it's so predictable that it's like I'm watching Schitt's Creek, but I've never seen it before. So, because it's just like the same bullshit every week. So, I've been watching that. We've been watching WandaVision. I feel like we watched a few new things recently, but I can't remember exactly what. Oh, I watched that Leftover show. That mm-hmm. was pretty good. I recommend that. It's like Extreme Leftovers or something. I know I talked about it an episode or two ago. Like, I was thinking about it, but I did it. It was excellent. Very inspiring.
I watched, so I love the movie To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Yeah, there's a second one now too, isn't there?
There's a third, the third one just came out. So it's there's
a third one?
It just came out like on Valentine's Day. Wait. I watched it yesterday.
I can't hear you. Something happened.
All right. Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you.
I don't know what's going on. It says I'm talking and it doesn't say mute.
Can you hear me? Can you give me a thumbs up? Okay.
How about now?
No.
No?
No, I can't. I don't know what happened. You just like your sound went out magically mid-sentence. All right, hold on.
Right, can you still hear me?
Maybe it's me.
It's you. It's you.
I don't
it's
know
you.
What happened. I didn't touch anything.
You say that, but you touch shit all the time.
I'm unmuted.
Well, that was a noise. Oh, now I can't hear you.
Hello?
All right, there you are.
I can't hear you now. My fucking headphones did something.
So you guys,
there you are.
Shannon says she didn't touch stuff, but she touches shit all the time without realizing it. She taps. I'm sitting here shit talking you. She taps shit and it like always is touching things, and then like the phone will fall on the ground and she's like, I don't know what happened. I didn't touch it. And I'm like, bitch, I just watched you.
There's a volume wheel. And it got turned all the way down.
And how did that happen without you touching it, Shannon?
I don't know. And now that it's all the way up, now I know why you were like, that song's really fucking loud. From before. Because I'm like, I don't understand. I keep turning shit up, but it's not really going up. I don't know what's going on.
With your headphones.
Motherfucker. Well, that might be interesting to get back to.
That's going to be great to listen. Everybody's going to love it.
I'm just going to be like, I don't hear you. No, I don't. And you're going to be like, I fucking hear you.
Or you could just cut that part out so that they don't have to listen to it.
Now, why would we do that? Like, because it isn't a Shannon Maggie show unless there's something fucking goes wrong, right? How long have we been doing this?
Many years.
Too
8 years.
Long.
8 years, eight and a half, over 8 years.
I remember why I got these drinks again. They are iced tea hard seltzer.
Ew.
So flavored iced tea, which I love flavored iced tea, but it's light. It's no sugar too. So it's 2 carbs, 1 sugar. I think that's why it tastes like poo. Oh, I am ready.
For what?
To leave. Blow this mother.
Blow this popsicle stand.
Head out of this bitch.
Yeah. I'm ready for a break too. My mom was being a condescending bench the other day. So she was telling my dad about how we being me and Joseph and Ashley were just completely blasé about all of our money and just acting like we had all the fucking money in the world. Because my dad was trying to figure out the sleeping situation, who was sleeping where. And this was apparently the first time he realized I had my own room.
Oh, that everyone had their own rooms. And everyone was buying themselves a $3,000 Disney vacation.
Yeah. So then my mom just had to like make statements about it. I'm just like, oh, fuck off, mom.
It's your money.
I don't like going on these vacations where I sleep on a couch or where I don't have my own room and I have to wake up to my parents brewing coffee at 6:30 in the goddamn morning because one, all those coffee machines in hotel rooms are loud as fuck. They're always like, raw, raw.
And then the smell. And then like, yeah, I mean.
And then at the end, they'll be like. I love our coffee machine noises.
I just spit everywhere. Oh my God. I feel like I need to sanitize my whole desk now. Be like, look, there's only one person I can room with, and that's Shannon. And she's already got a room full of people. Right. And I can barely stand Shannon too, because she fucking gets up at 8 a.m. and opens up the fucking windows.
Luckily, that's why I have the eye mask. No, the thing I hate is how you snuggle me in the night. I just want to be left alone.
I try not to snuggle you. I guess I snuggled you hard at John's place, didn't I, in Orlando? I don't know what happened there.
It's okay. No, I mean, obviously I don't mind it that much, but actually I was thinking about it because we're coming up on a year of Steve and Stephanie's wedding, and we had Stephanie and I shared a king bed, and I like took her to her hair appointment and then picked her up from her hair appointment and drove her to her wedding because that was my job. We shared
a king bed. I wouldn't even touch you. Like that last trip, I shared a full bed with you.
I know. That was
literally
real cool.
Sleeping on top of each other.
But she rolled over to my side and I woke up and just yelled, no snugs!
No touchy!
No snugs!
We are wearing our no touchy masks to the airport.
I love it.
I have my David Rose mask too for Epcot.
Mine's sitting out on the table. We're gonna be dressed as twins.
Yep.
You have warmest regards.
Yes, you have best wishes.
I have best wishes.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be great. I made a list. I went through everything. My must-haves for the Festival of the Arts is really only two things. I really want the lobster poutine and I want the sushi donut, which I really think should be called a sushi bagel, but okay. It's rice. It's a ring of rice and they've got the fish all around it. So it's like it's a rainbow roll.
Oh yeah. But in a sushi bagel.
Sushi bagel.
Yeah, it's totally a sushi bagel.
Right. It's not a donut.
A donut's sweet.
It's a savory.
A bagel savory. You know the marketing department argued about this.
Yeah, well, they picked wrong.
That's because more people will eat a donut over a bagel.
Yeah.
But it's tricking our brains into thinking it's some sort of sweet sushi bagel and a donut, and it is not. It is a savory sushi bagel.
Did you see that Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream made everything bagel flavored?
Yes.
I want to try it so bad. I went to Plum Market on Valentine's Day being like, I'm going to fucking get everything bagel. And it is not there. So I got goat cheese and cherry, which is one of my favorites.
Does she have, was that the ice cream shop at Universal?
No. Oh, no, okay. Actually, now we're talking about this. And I feel like you and I have had this discussion once before. It's time for Maggie Rants. It's time for Maggie Rants. So. Oh, the ice cream place at Universal is in Harry Potter World and is called Florian Fortescue's. And in the books, it says that they have wild ass flavors. It says that every time he goes to Diagon Alley, he's like, and they have crazy flavors. The flavors at the one at Universal are not weird at all. It'll be like Earl Grey tea is like the weirdest one. And it's like strawberry, butterbeer. And you're like, these are not weird flavors of ice cream.
Lavender one. I mean, I think Earl Grey and lavender is a little weird. I like, I've never heard of that or thought of that. So, but you're right.
But like, they should have outsourced to Jenny's and gotten some of Jenny's wild ass flavors, like goat cheese and cherry.
Maybe you should tweet Universal and be like, get your shit together.
Get your shit together. Jenny's is beating your ass. All right. I'm actually looking up what theirs says. So just give me a moment while I do that. So that's my Maggie rant. Okay. So, oh, I had this chocolate strawberry peanut butter sundae. I wished that the strawberry wasn't in there because some of it really tasted like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
So they have chocolate chili, which I guess is interesting. Apple crumble. Vanilla. Oh,
I did hear the chocolate. I did hear the chocolate chili is spicy.
Yeah. Salted caramel blondie, chocolate, clotted cream, Earl Grey and lavender. Oh, Earl Grey and lavender is all one flavor. Sticky toffee pudding, chocolate and raspberry, strawberry and peanut butter.
I mean, most of those just sound like Ben and Jerry flavors.
Right? Yeah.
Like exactly. Clotted, I'll give them clotted cream because that is a British thing.
Yeah.
Clotted cream in general and Earl Grey and lavender I'd never heard of before. But most of that other stuff seems pretty basic.
Yeah, basic.
Yeah, basic creativity.
It's not even listed in the, I swear that they have butterbeer flavor.
I thought they had butterbeer flavor too. Maybe that's a separate kiosk.
I don't know. I've had the butter. Oh, it just has, it's under the features. It has its own thing. So anyway, yeah, they should have hired Jenny's to get the weird ass flavors that were advertised. I came here for weird fucking flavors. Middle whiskey and pecan. That's one of them. That's a Jenny's flavor, right? Whiskey and pecan. It's not like butter pecan. It really tastes like you're eating liquor. The sorbet that has champagne in it somehow tastes like champagne and berries. It's fucking good. They have one that's peach jam and biscuits, which they wouldn't be able to call it that at that because it's British and biscuit now means cookie.
Clotted cream needs to go in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom sent me an email how to get into the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance queue. And I was just like, you think I don't know this? You don't right. think I haven't watched 12 videos?
I'm having Joe and Ashley do that for me. I'm not. That means I get to sleep in a little later.
If she is part of your planning party, if you have given her permission to plan for you, your entire planning party will be added to the queue. So I plan for my whole family, including Jeff and Cheryl. So all five of us will be added to the queue.
What else do we have on our lists?
I want to rant about something that's not related to anyone. So they're going to love this. Our superintendent decided to send a survey to all the parents in the county and ask them, when would you like to return to 5 full days of school? Now, we have been on a 2-1-2 schedule since the fall, and it was always intended to be a month-by-month thing, and it was always intended that the children would return to 5 days of school eventually. It probably was more of a, let's get through the first term and see how second term works. Like, see what happens after Christmas, and then maybe we'll go back to 5 days. But since Christmas was such a shit show, we have stayed in this 2 in-person, 1 virtual day, 2 in-person schedule. The middle school and high school have also gone to split schedule like in college. So the students only do like 3 classes a day every other day, which everyone is actually like loving. In person for the grades junior kindergarten through 4th grade, 70% of the people who answered said they want to go back to 5 days. That means I am in the minority for that. outside elementary school, everyone else is in favor to stay in the 2-1-2 schedule. And that's in-person middle school, in-person high school. The virtual parents even get a split schedule like that, where one day a week they're just left to their own devices to do the 3 or 4 assignments. They don't have to sit at a computer all day. And then employees and teachers were all overwhelmingly wanted to stay at the 212. 87% of the teachers wanted to stay. So 89% of the students who were able to answer the poll, and I think they must have polled the high school students, said they wanted to stay. So the only fuckbags that want to send their kids back to school are the working parents who don't want to stay home once a week anymore.
Yep.
Because you can make it, you can have a middle school kid stay at home. They can stay at home while the kid mom goes to work and take care of their shit. You know, they don't need a babysitter.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in it. I'm like, why even ask? Now, I heard from a reliable source that the custodial staff is already struggling with the staff they have to clean the buildings. And if they go back to 5 days, they will not have the one day of deep cleaning that they need.
Right.
And they literally can't hire enough people right now to help clean the schools. The bus drivers are being asked to clean the schools on the day that no one goes to school.
You're kidding. That's wild.
So in my mom group, that was my comment. Whoever goes to the next school board meeting, ask them what the custodial staff says about this. Because they will not be able to clean the schools.
Yeah.
They are already stretched super thin. They are already working with a skeleton crew. They do not have the staff to do it. So anyway, there's my bullshit. Ann Arbor Public Schools are staying virtual indefinitely. Indefinitely. Like, don't even talk to us about fall yet. Just plan on it, probably, most likely.
Yeah.
So we are in a pandemic, and people have already forgotten that 100 years ago, it took 3 years to work through the Spanish flu. Like, I did expect this to last like a year, because it's been 100 years. We have technology. We're supposed to be smarter, but apparently we're not. Like, we're still the same dumb fucks who even 100 years ago, they protested masks.
Yes.
With a flu that was even deadlier than COVID.
Yes.
So we're still the same dumbasses, but we have better science. But I see at least a minimum another year of this bullshit. At least through the end, you know, of this calendar year, maybe through a third, you know, spring to summer. You know what I mean? Like 2 full school years. And I've said this like 12 times on 3 different podcasts. I just want to be able to do what I want to do, but in a fucking mask. You know, like, I would wear a mask everywhere if I could just travel like we used to, see my friends like we used to, and hug like we used to. Like, I would even wear a fucking hazmat suit if that's what the CDC recommended. You want to hug a friend? Put on a beekeeper suit. Okay, done. Like,
yeah, put on
done. I'll put on my beekeeper suit and wear a mask. Like, done. You don't have to tell me twice. Like, that's how much I miss my friends. That's how much my husband, my introverted husband, misses his friends.
Yeah. Scott has friends.
My husband asked for a backyard rager.
I know. That's hilarious.
Of course, he just wanted a pony keg and, like, his 5 buddies. But, you know, you give me.
Sorry, you said the words backyard rager. Now this is where we are.
This is where we are. Sorry. If you said a backyard gathering with my closest friends and a pony keg, like, you got to be a little more specific. But you went big.
Yeah, those are the words you said.
We're going big.
Oh, I did want to talk about Gina Carano, Cara Dune getting fired.
Oh, yeah.
that happened.
A lot of assholes came out of there to defend. I mean,
so on Twitter, the hashtag cancel Disney Plus was trending, and all the conservatives were furious that Gina Carano got canceled, and so they were gonna cancel Disney Plus. And I was like,
let me tell you how much Disney cares. They're gonna wipe their tears with their millions of dollars.
But not just that, they're complaining about cancel culture and then immediately advocating for canceling something.
Yeah. You know, it's not cancel culture. It's holding assholes responsible for their shitty opinions. It's
called the consequences of your actions, you dumb fucks.
Sorry, it's hitting you harder these days, because we're going to borrow a page from D. Snyder and we ain't going to take it anymore. We're done. We're done putting up with your bullshit.
Yep.
Period. No, you cannot compare the Republican Party to the Jews being persecuted, rounded up and murdered.
You cannot.
I mean, I'd like to do that to some Republicans, but like.
But we're not going to name names because we don't want to get in trouble.
There's reasons for that.
Yeah, some of them only harm people.
There was no rhyme or reason for rounding up the Jewish population other than the fact that they were fucking Jewish. Right. They didn't do anything horrible like a lot of Republicans have been doing.
Yeah. No, they, like, some of them straight up just, like, hurt people for fun. They're like, I know what I'll do. I'll take everything away from everyone.
Because I'm white and I can.
I have money.
I'm a white male, a rich white male, and I can.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
An internet thing of the week related to Cara Dune getting fired, and it was this. So comedian who's not really, I don't even know what he's doing anymore, but comedian Jamie Kilstein said, no matter how racist or anti-Semitic I am, which is hilarious because he is Jewish. Kilstein, yeah. His last name's Kilstein. No matter how racist or anti-Semitic I am, if I have the chance to meet Baby Yoda, I am keeping that shit to myself.
Hashtag read the room.
Read the room.
You don't bite the Jewish hand that feeds you.
Right.
If the Jewish community pays for your paycheck, you don't talk bad about them.
Yeah.
Period. You don't talk bad about the people that make your paycheck. Unless
you don't.
They really deserve it. And you don't really and you don't care for that paycheck anymore.
So,
like,
yeah,
I would legit, if U of M pulled the bullshit that MSU did with their athletes, I would quit and walk out that door. Like, I cannot work for an institution that supports that. And I'm willing to take that financial hit because my morals and the company I work for mean that much to me. So that is a hand I would slap. Like, they give a fuck. Like, they're not going to give a fuck if I walk out. But
people are stopping shopping at Publix because one of the women who is a member of the founding family has been donating tons of money to Trump. She doesn't even work for the company.
One of the founding members of Home Depot donates a ton to Trump too. And he hasn't even been associated with Home Depot or has been on the board for over like 15 years. People were trying to cancel Home Depot too. And I'm like, come on, let's put this in perspective. Yes, he probably still earns money, but like, let's not punish the hard workers of Home Depot because their former owner is a dick. Like, we all still shop from Amazon. Jeff Bezos is the devil. He's even worse than the mouse.
Truly. Truly.
Still support the mouse too. Like, we're all going to the bad place just because we go to Disney and buy from Amazon. Period. So just like, make your peace right now. I hope you pass your test.
And I mean, and that's the other thing. That's another thing too about people being like so anti-MLM, where I'm like, you really think that MLMs are fucking worse than Amazon? You really think that MLMs are worse than Disney World? Like, they have their problems, and I'm not gonna say that they're like great or anything, but like MLMs are like, you're not special for taking a stand against them. Like you aren't making a difference, except for those women who you are shaming.
Right. For wanting to earn a living.
Yep.
And support themselves and or their families.
Yeah.
Like MLMs are legit volunteer sales forces that work solely on commission.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The only difference between an MLM, a multi-level marketing business, and Target is Target gives you a salary. Target pays you $15 an hour. An MLM is work for however much money you want to earn. Peddle this shit.
Peddle the shit.
Peddle the shit, get the money. So I will say we'll never work for an MLM that is less than 45% take home. Because it's honestly not worth it if it's anything less.
Yeah.
You should see how hard my friends who sell Etsy bust ass. You know what their take home is?
What?
25%.
On Etsy?
No, I'm sorry. On Scentsy.
Oh. I thought you meant, yeah.
Sorry.
I was like, no.
Scentsy. The candles. Yeah, Scentsy.
Yeah.
I know there's a fee to sell on Etsy. I don't know what that is, but 25% on Scentsy.
That is disgusting.
My friend bragged the other day for taking a whole year to bust her ass to sell $30,000 in candle shit and earn her cruise with 30 grand. What does a busting ass pure romance lady do in a month?
A month?
Yeah. Sometimes 30 grand in a month.
Yeah. Like a $5,000 month is considered like normal.
Low. Yeah.
Low.
Anyway. All the rants. Sorry, everyone. I'm real crunchy. I'm real angsty right now.
Life is hard. You want to wrap it up? Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
I'm on vacation for my family. They don't appreciate the emotional capital that goes into planning shit like this.
That's why you and I just need to go on our trips alone and fuck everyone else.
Seriously. Are we going to go somewhere in the fall?
Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Think about it. Let me know.
Whatever you want to do. Where do we want to go?
Well, Disney, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah. When I thought things were like,
gotta take Anina. Oh fuck, I didn't do that thing the other day. Shit.
When I thought things were going somewhere good with Liz, when we were flirting and talking about stuff, I was like, Shannon and I go to Disney World every fall. I was like, but you don't get to come with us. Yeah, and she was totally like, yeah, I get that. You gotta have your best friend
time. I mean, Cheryl keeps trying to crash our trips.
Cheryl tries to crash everything.
I'm just like,
I was like, Shannon, you need to invite Cheryl to the movies or some shit with you. Start doing stuff with your mom.
Get your own friend's mom.
All right. So I had one more internet thing of the week. Okay. So it's got Wanda. And she says, I'm a twin. And then it has Geraldine. And she says, no, you aren't. Mary-Kate and Ashley are. What did you say?
What did you say?
Oh, it's got the, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
No, you're not. So did we talk about that already? Yes, we did, because I went on the rant about how they should have hired her to be on Fuller House.
Yes.
So yes. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, sisters of Elizabeth Olsen.
Who's like a foot taller.
She is. My cat totally has old man fur. Look at his chunky old man fur.
Look at that chunky old man fur.
It's getting old. All right, guys, find us everywhere at That More Thing. Don't tell us how irresponsible and fucking stupid we are for going to Disney, because we are aware.
We know.
We know. We know this is a terrible idea. So, and I shame myself for it. I keep on telling everyone I'm going to clean out my grandma's house. My parents are doing.
Kind of valid, yeah.
My parents are doing that. I'm not doing that. So anyway, find us all the places. You know, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, those are the places I'm talking about. Also, you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
I did not look this up at all.
267.
This This is episode 267 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. And bye.
Bye.
You know when you see the Mardi Gras, somebody'll tell you what's gonna move on. Get your tickets and your face.